Great to be joined by Dr. Joe Gilgore, the new president of Mineral Area College, on our Mineral Area College Education Report. And I bet I've seen you in all of my coverage of doing Mineral Area College athletics and showing up at State Fair and all that other stuff. And I know you were very familiar with Mineral Area College during your time at State Fair. What were your impressions of MAC and kind of this area, you know, even before you knew about the opportunity?
Well, first, thanks for letting me come in. I've known about Mineral Area for years. I worked for Missouri State West Plains before State Fair, so okay. The basketball rivalry was kind of how I really got to know MAC. I never came to the area, though, other than a couple of playoff games for basketball, and so it's beautiful here. We always knew MAC was a good school, of course, that just reputation-wide throughout the state. The community colleges in Missouri are some of the strongest community colleges in the United States, I believe. And so we knew it was a quality programs there. Knew the athletic programs were strong because usually whatever team I was with got beat by MAC. So, you know, that was my first impression. But never really been to the area. And once we did come visit and see around here, it's beautiful. I mean, it's just a really nice area to be in.
I know you're new, but are you kind of all settled in, or are you kind of still looking for the right place to live, or?
Yeah, we're settled in. Yeah. We've got a house, we're really happy. We've got a little bit of land, and so our kids can run around, and they're starting to meet some friends and get ready to go to school. Yeah, it's just going really well.
How old are they?
8 and 10.
Okay, and will they go to the Park Hill Central School District? Or? Okay, 8 and 10, all right. And how about your wife, her name, and what does she do?
My wife is Stephanie, okay. And she is a mental health counselor. She's not currently working right now. She's just helping the kids with the transition and might look here and there to find something, but right now she's just focused on the kids, getting the house and getting everything settled, of course. But she worked in counseling in Sedalia before we left.
Good. All right. Well, obviously the opportunity to become a college president is what brought you here, but what was it about the college that maybe attracted you to it?
Well, I mean, the community college, for one. I mean, I've just decided in my career is going to be with community colleges. We believe in the mission. It's very important. I think that there's so many opportunities here. We like small colleges, too. There are community colleges in Missouri that are huge, in Metropolitan and St. Louis and even Ozarks Technical College. Those are very large schools. But we really believe in a small community college rural mission where we can reach those in maybe communities that might struggle economically. There's 16 counties that we have a school district in as far as Mineral Area service region goes. And there's some very poor counties in there, some very poor areas, low employment rates and high poverty. And there's lots of opportunities for workforce development, for education. I believe that's the answer. And we just feel like, the mission of Mineral Area is great, and it aligns with our mission as a family. We believe in education. And I think there's just lots of opportunity in the area.
So State Fair and then West Plains before that. What did you do at State Fair, Dr. Gilgore?
I was the Dean of Student and Academic Support Services. So I supervised all the enrollment services, financial aid, campus safety and security, just a whole bunch of stuff actually over there. And it was great. I loved State Fair. I had a really great time there. Met some fantastic people. And that's a great school, too. I mean, that's kind of what we like about Mineral Area, is that family atmosphere that we get here. That's what really attracts us to places, around. When if we're looking for a place to live, we want to make sure we feel comfortable and welcome, and we definitely did it, Mac.
Have you always been in administration then on the education side, or did you come up through the classroom? What's your background?
No, I've taught a little bit online and some other. I've taught a little bit from Missouri State West Plains. I've taught graduate classes for Arkansas Tech and UMKC, but I've been on the staff side, on the administration side, almost the entire time. Started at West Plains in student activities and housing, and then just kind of worked through student affairs that way.
Where'd you go to school?
My bachelor's is Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. Mm-hmm. My master's Arkansas Tech, and my doctorate St. Louis University.
Okay, all right. Where'd you grow up?
Chillicothe, Missouri. Way up north.
Yeah. Home of sliced bread,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Home of sliced bread. That's
yeah,
right.
You betcha. Chillicothe, good place. I know that you come in and you assess kind of the state of where MAC is right now. Where do you see MAC going under your leadership?
I really think that the sky's the limit on MAC. There are, there have been enrollment struggles the past few years, of course, which is not unique to MAC. That's a nationwide issue, and definitely statewide in Missouri, as the economy. Traditionally, if the economy's bad, community colleges do better. Mm-hmm. And so when economy's good, community colleges do worse. And I wish that wasn't the case, but that's been the economy's been a lot better. And so we're seeing a little bit difference in that enrollment. But I think there's lots of opportunities for MAC. Those 16 counties that I talked about, many of them are maybe being served in dual credit by other institutions, or maybe we haven't been reaching as aggressively as we can in some of those because they're so far away. The service region of Mineral Area is one of the weirdest looking regions in the state as far as geographically how it's laid out. But it goes all the way to Houston, Missouri, and Plato. And I mean, it's way out there, closer to Springfield than it is here. But that's in our service region. And so we're dedicated to serving that area. And those are areas maybe we haven't reached as aggressively. I think we can do a little better at that.
I know that the fiscal year is set up this way, but is it a good time to come in the summer where it's maybe not quite so crazy and get your feet on the ground before everything gets going?
I think so. Yeah. I think, from my perspective, yeah. It is. It kind of helps ease into it a little more without the – I mean, if a president that would come in a January or something like that, I feel like that'd be pretty hectic. You have to come at the start of that fiscal year, so everything that happens in the budget falls under your watch, and so that's kind of nice to be able just to see everything that happens. I kind of like to, you know, observe things and how things operate, and then, you know, look at what we can improve on and what we can do better and things that we're doing well. And so you can't really do that as well if you come in the middle of the year, but start of the fiscal year really helps.
You have a bunch of names and faces swimming in your head, meeting everyone.
Yeah. They're all over the place.
What are you looking to forward to most of all during your first year here?
Really just getting to know the community. We've been trying to get out and meet with chambers and school boards and just meeting as many people as I can and making sure that people in our service region know that Mineral Area is here to serve them. And, you know, we're a proud partner of all of our school districts and these communities, and we want to make sure that they know we're here, and if there's anything we can do for them, we're ready to go. And that takes time. You know, it's a big service area, and there's a lot of people to meet. And like you said, there's a lot of names and faces out there. But I think that really that's what I'm looking forward to the most is just getting out in the community, getting involved.
Dr. Joe Gilgore, and thanks for coming. Thanks for your time. We look forward to, continued interaction with you and much success to you and Mineral Area College.
Thank you very much.
Joining us on the Mineral Area College Education Report right here on Super Talk 800.